Welcome to Pzena Perspectives, brought to you by Pzena Investment Management, a global value manager known for our commitment to fundamental research and disciplined value investing. This podcast is presented by Pzena Investment Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, and is intended for institutional investors only. The views expressed reflect the current views of Pzena as of the date hereof and are subject to change. There is no guarantee that any projection, forecast, or opinion in this material will be realized. Past performance is not indicative of future results. In the UK, this podcast is for professional clients only. This marketing communication is presented by Pzena Investment Management Limited, which is an appointed representative of Vittoria & Partners LLP. Vittoria & Partners LLP is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Today's episode examines the impact of artificial intelligence on global markets, featuring portfolio manager and director of research, Matt Ring, in conversation with partner and member of our client services team, Tyler Zadalis.
Thanks for joining us today. My name is Tyler Zadalis. I'm a partner and member of our client services team here at Pzena. Today, I'm joined by Matt Ring, our director of research, who's also a partner and a portfolio manager on our international small cap and European focused value strategies. Thanks for joining me, Matt.
Happy to be here.
So Matt, I want to cover something very topical today, which is, of course, artificial intelligence. The AI theme has dominated the market narrative for the second year in a row. How have we generally seen that impact global performance?
Yeah, so I think what we've really seen broadly in the global equity markets is a handful of massive US tech companies dominating the markets. And this creates a difficult environment for stock pickers of all stripes. So you've got Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft investing hundreds of billions of dollars to build out their own AI capabilities. And then the most gains from the AI poster child, NVIDIA, sort of on the picks and shovels side, which is up 10x since late 2022. And Tyler, you really have the timing right, because while AI more broadly has a much, much longer history with decades of use in many of our portfolio companies, including things like pharmaceutical research, the market sentiment really turned in late 2022 with the public release of ChatGPT. And this has driven a stock market that now has the highest concentration in the past 60 years. So this is since the 1960s, largely around just one investment theme of who stands to benefit from this AI deployment. So as I mentioned, this concentration can develop a difficult environment for really any form of stock pickers, if you're a growth investor or a value investor. And one good data point on that is that if we look at the equal weighted portfolios, which historically outperform cap weighted portfolios because of a mean reversion, the cap weighted index, and historically that's been about 130 bips of performance since the 1960s of equal weighting beating cap weighted. But since late 2022, that cap-weighted index is ahead by over 700 basis points over that time period since the turn.
So Matt, it seems like any and all investment in AI is being viewed positively by the market. Doesn't that seem a bit counterintuitive to you? And I ask that because historically, you know, investors haven't been too kind to the highest capital spenders.
Yeah, that can be a bit counterintuitive. But if we take a step back, high CapEx or large investments aren't really good or bad in and of themselves. It really depends on what returns you get on those investments. And let's just be clear, I mean, these are objectively excellent businesses that we're talking about. They have high returns on capital, they have good free cash flow generation, but from a valuation perspective, you're paying for that in most of these stocks. The valuation suggests that the incremental returns on these investments will remain very high and very high for a very long period of time.
So you mentioned the valuations of some of these names. So we're talking about Meta and Amazon, even Microsoft. So it's clearly these mega caps are far too expensive for us to own. But how has AI generally impacted our portfolios?
Okay, so while we didn't own these specific outperformers, over the past 2 years, we have benefited from quite a number of holdings that were both true value stocks and also had exposure to AI. I could talk about a couple. First, TSMC, the leading global chip maker for Apple, NVIDIA, and others, with a real special technological advantage at the leading edge. And a couple of years back, at the same time as this AI boom is really taking off, the stock is trading at 12 times forward earnings, yet it's growing in the low teens. same big potential on the upside from AI investment, but a much better price to pay for it. And TSMC is up over 100% over the past couple of years. Maybe less well known that we benefited from the portfolios in the US and international small caps is Celestica. And Celestica is a global business of outsourced manufacturing, things like telecom equipment or medical devices. And we invested on the premise that after the loss of a large low margin contract with Cisco, they could redeploy that capacity and recover their earnings. One of the markets they had diversified into was AI servers. And they benefited on one of their earnings around that same time of strong growth in this market. And while that's a very small segment within the business, the stock tripled in a matter of weeks. But we're valuation focused. And so we took these gains, we recycle that back into companies where we believe the risk reward is really more in our favor.
So Matt, what you're saying here is we opted for TSMC, which we viewed as a true value company, rather than NVIDIA, which is an expensive growth company that we wouldn't invest in. And I think it's worth pointing out that NVIDIA wouldn't exist if not for its chip supplier, TSMC, which actually manufactures the chips for NVIDIA, which only designs them. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so both of this does fall in sort of the picks and shovels of the AI development. But there's only one manufacturer in the world that can make the chips that go into these AI servers and the AI capabilities, and that's TSMC. NVIDIA is a chip designer. They don't have their own fabrication facilities or equipment. TSMC is the only one who's at this leading edge node that can do the high-end chips. And not only for NVIDIA, they make chips for Apple, for others, right at the bleeding edge, and they've constantly stayed on there when other competitors have fallen behind. And so that's why we were pretty excited to be able to get that quality of a business with the global leadership that TSMC has at such an attractive price.
So in that vein, are we finding new research opportunities because of this AI trend?
Definitely. So if you think about what we do as fundamental active value managers, we're just constantly searching the world for good opportunities where the earnings power of a company isn't priced into what we're paying for the stock. And so we do that all on a bottom-up basis. We have to think about that controversy no matter what it is. But so when we're thinking about AI, we're assessing AI in the context of what's happening at that individual business. And so from that bottom-up perspective, probably two themes emerge. First, places where, again, the benefits of AI or the potential benefits of AI aren't priced into the valuation. Samsung is a good example of this. Well, right now, the valuation reflects them failing to keep up with the leading edge of memory. It's cheap without it and real upside if they're able to catch back up and get into the leading edge memory. Secondly, there's businesses where the market is really misinterpreting, we think, the threat of AI disruption on their business models. An example of this in the portfolio would be our outsourced customer experience providers, Teleperformance and Concentrix.
So Matt, we talked a lot about AI in the investment context, but how are we using AI at Pzena to augment our own research process?
Yeah, so we're using it in probably a number of ways. And if I actually take a step back and think about it at an entire firm level, more broadly as a business, we're testing a bunch of different applications. And I would say so far, and this is not unlike other investment firms, we're seeing some of the best early benefits from generative AI in augmenting the capabilities of teams like the team that responds to our RFPs. If I then go within research, I can give you a couple of examples of where we're trying it and seeing some early success. We've found Gen AI queries helpful in early research into a company. I was speaking with Yanan, our chemicals analyst, and when he's trying to understand a new specialty material, the one he was looking up the other day was isostatic graphite. It can do a reasonable job of the basic value chains, how something's made, what it's used for, often quicker or better than his normal path of research in that for something like that. Now, that answer is, of course, highly confident and not always accurate. We've all used these tools before. But more importantly, it does a really good job of just churning up primary sources on this, maybe, for example, on supply and demand of this particular material. And then we just go directly to the source. And so it could be a thing that saves some of our analysts' time. The other thing I'd say is that we can scan transcripts or presentations for a bunch of different companies in an industry to more quickly understand what's happening at an industry level for either for target new investments or for portfolio companies, as opposed to reading all the transcripts of those competitors ourselves. Ultimately, we're still going to do the primary work ourselves. I would just put it in the context that our implementation and use of technology has been really consistent over our almost 30-year history. We've always leveraged technology to save our team time, to continue to get more efficient, to get to better answers, and implementing our own investment process.
So basically, AI is more supplementing our existing research process today, but ultimately, our analysts are still doing the fundamental work, and that's not changing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the, I've talked about this before, but as the as long as people are still running businesses, we're going to need people to analyze those businesses. It's an important part of our research to be doing the research ourselves. There's less and less of that in the markets today. And that's what gives us the opportunity in the market.
So you and I will still have jobs. Is that right?
I think so. I don't envision managing a team of computers analyzing stocks. We have our 30-person research team based here in New York. This continues to augment their capabilities and make our work better and more efficient, better uncover the controversies in each of our stocks. I don't expect that to change. And I think this actually continues to help us get to the better portfolios for our clients.
So Matt, just to sum up, while the market has been bidding up the valuations of these huge US tech companies, we're more looking for companies where the future benefit, or I guess the perceived threat of AI, is not really appropriately priced into their share prices. And of course, we're using AI tools ourselves to supplement that research process. Is that right?
Yeah, all true. But I would just make it really a lot broader. I mean, while sometimes it doesn't always feel like it, there's a lot more than just AI out there. There is constantly pockets of inefficiency in markets. AI is just one of them. And right now, we're seeing really a broad swath of good companies to buy where the future cash generation isn't valued appropriately. That's what we fill up our portfolios with.
That sounds great. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Pzena Perspectives. If you'd like to hear more, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And for more insights on value investing, visit our website at www.pzena.com. That's www.pzena.com.